Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
This is Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast. This is one of our special edition episodes that we are doing throughout the COVID-19 crisis. And this one is a fun episode because it talks about something that is new to New York, but it's been around for a while. And we'll find out how long as soon as I start interviewing our guests. But it's something happening through the month of May, and it's good for you writers who are holed up at home. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce my guest, or at least give my guest a chance to introduce herself.
Jessica, thank you so much for having me on here. My name is Emily Gooding. I'm the Community Engagement Manager with the Indie Author Project, which, as Jessica mentioned, just launched our first indie author contest in New York. We've been doing them in some other regions for a couple years now. And this year it's being held in 13 US states and one Canadian province, with New York being our latest state to come on board.
How exciting. So how long has this project been around? And then would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
Definitely. Yeah. So the regional contest, which we're calling in this instance the New York Author Project, those have been around. This is our third year in a row doing the regional contest, but for about 6 years, we've been doing just general indie author contests for the whole country. And then they were getting so popular that we decided to break them down by region, trying to identify the best YA and adult fiction indie published work in each participating region. And the really kind of interesting thing about these contests and the Indie Author Project kind of as a whole is it's really trying to connect indie authors, not just with readers and larger audiences, but specifically through the library sphere. So the judges for these contests are librarians. So
yay, kind of exciting.
Who better?
Yes. We love being involved.
We think it's kind of a perfect fit to discover up-and-coming, new, fresh literary voices. So we're really excited to bring these authors into the library space, because with how easy it can be kind of lately for indie authors to get into commercial spaces, like Amazon, of course, it can still be pretty challenging to get into the library sphere. So that's kind of the goal of what these contests are all about. And we're accepting submissions through the end of May. It's totally free to submit. There's no submission fee, of course. And by submitting, you're in the running for some pretty great prizes. Of course, monetary prizes are always a nice incentive. So there's a $500 prize for each winner. There'll be one winner in YA and one winner in adult fiction, but also some really great kind of promotional and marketing opportunities as well.
I understand Library Journal is involved in the promotion of this project.
Yes, Library Journal actually helped start the Indie Author Project years ago. They've been our primary kind of curation partner. So in addition to these annual contests that run from the beginning of April to the end of May every year, we also have a year-long kind of discovery program, curation program to help get indie authors' ebooks into participating libraries. And so Library Journal, being a very trusted review source, is our curation partner for those collections, as well as being a partner for these contests. They kind of help do the first round of vetting before all the submissions get passed along to the judges, you know, just making sure that it's an intentional literary submission, meeting kind of the basic criteria before being passed along to our librarian judges.
So what are the basic criteria so our listeners and librarians who might want to be promoting this can get involved?
Definitely. So for any librarians who are interested in becoming judges. If you go to indieauthorproject.com, there's a special little judges section there. And of course, for any authors who are interested in submitting, just so you can have kind of a basic idea of what we're looking for. Of course, submissions being free from any distracting grammatical and syntactical errors. So pretty basic level there. Of course, plot and pacing. We're striving to kind of select and choose stories that have a unique and diverse plot and characters. So any submissions that feature kind of old tropes, uneven pacing, some convoluted narratives, things like that will definitely lose you some points. So again, some pretty basic parameters there, multidimensional characters. And we do take kind of cultural competency into consideration as well, just in terms of anything featuring any inappropriate or offensive content, things like
right,
that would,
of course,
not considered as highly as the others.
Yes.
But yeah, and all that, all those kind of the details there are all also available on our, on that indieauthorproject.com site in case anyone wanted to read through that as well. We do want to try to make that pretty transparent.
So how many submissions have you gotten in the past? I know obviously we have no frame of reference for New York, but in other states or as a whole?
Yeah, so as a whole, we, for these contests, so the number of participating regions has varied each year with more regions being added on. But I would say last year, so for California, for example, so of course a much larger state participating, but we had just over 300 submissions in California. And they were one of those states that were pretty much across the board. We typically have a pretty even split from in terms of adult and YA fiction,
right?
For the two categories, but yeah, so we had almost 300 for California. I think Texas was probably where we had the most. We had just over 300 for them. Some of our smaller states, like last year was Connecticut's first year, so we didn't have quite as many there. But we're really excited. A lot of state centers for the books have been kind of getting on board with helping promote. And having that kind of statewide presence can be really, really helpful in getting the word out.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I mean, I love this idea so much, and we were so excited when you all reached out to us about promoting it. You know, we at Syosset Library began a partnership with our local chapter of the National Novel Writing Month, NaNoWriMo, NaSWRIMO. And, you know, obviously we love discovering new literature, and there's so many fresh voices out there. It's really exciting, and I'm so excited to hear that New York is now going to be involved in this project. So could you tell us anything about past winners, any maybe interesting tidbits?
Definitely. One really exciting thing, at least for us, is this past year, before everyone kind of went fully social distancing quarantining, we were got it just under the wire back in very beginning of February, at the Public Library Association annual conference down in Nashville.
Wait a second, I was there.
Oh so my gosh, we very much could have bumped into each other.
We very much could have been in like the same room. That's so funny. And you know, it's crazy to think that it was like only a few weeks after that ended that everything went crazy. But continue your story.
No, so it was, so you know, it was just under the wire of people being able to get down there. And so we invited all of our 2019 winners to come join us at the conference, just to get a feel, because as you obviously know, the energy there, just having so many people who are just the love of literature and libraries all in one place, it's a really great environment to be in, especially as an author. So we invited them all to come down and join us. And I think we had 15 of our winners came down on their own accord to Nashville. We had a big party honoring all of them in front of a bunch of the librarians who were judges last year, our friends from Library Journal, Publishers Weekly, and just getting them all in the same room together and having some librarians come up and talk about how much they appreciated these authors putting their work out there. So that was really incredible to have create this new little community of winners who had previously, of course, never really met each other other than everyone celebrating online together. So it was awesome to be able to get them all down there. And out of our winners each year, out of our regional winners each year, we select one overall indie author of the year who receives an additional monetary prize and a whole host of other really exciting opportunities to come speak at different events, Library Journal Day of Dialogue.
Which is a great event. And
especially for an indie author.
Yeah, they're doing that online this year, and I will definitely be attending it.
We will be having some of our winners in our virtual booth, so please feel free to come by and chat with them for
I will be there virtually. And I will hopefully a lot of our listeners who are now learning about this.
Yeah, it should be really, I'm really excited that they're pushing forward with the virtual event, because that's such a great opportunity for so many authors and readers to learn more about these awesome writers.
Yeah.
So at Nashville this year, at that party, we announced who our finalists were for the upcoming Indie Author of the Year. So that was always really, also really exciting, since they didn't know in advance if they were chosen as a finalist. So seeing their reactions in person, just kind of having that goal being validated by a group of librarians, as we said before, kind of being perfect experts to be able to identify these up-and-coming writers. Right. It was really great to see how much weight that carried for the authors themselves.
Oh yeah, for sure. I am very, I'm floored to hear that you were all at the conference. It really is quite a nice conference and a good place to sort of kind of catch up the energy of libraries and librarians. I was looking a little bit though, there's also an Indie Author Day in November.
Yes.
So what is that all about, and how could librarians, and you know, as we don't know how long social distancing will be happening, some of us are looking towards the fall for maybe virtual events. So how can librarians and authors get involved in that, and what kind of events are you thinking will happen or have happened in the past?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. So Indie Author Day we're coming up on our fifth annual Indie Author Day. It's just an opportunity initially it was just libraries, and then we opened it up to some writers groups host their own events on that day. This year it's November 7th, so it corresponds with NaNoWriMo being in November.
Yes.
It's just a day for libraries and writers organizations, community centers worldwide to come together and kind of celebrate their local community of authorship, a day of kind of education, networking, having panels, open mic events. But given exactly what you had mentioned, with a lot of us looking towards even throughout the fall having a bit more of a focus on remote events, the nice thing about Indie Author Day is libraries can sign up for free to host an event. And we have a ton of different partner organizations that we work with for Indie Author Day, including in the past, NaNoWriMo. So we have a ton of resources. We have, even just from last year, I think about 12 different videos, workshop tutorials from pros in the industry, going over things like print on demand for authors, distribution through beyond Amazon, how to develop characters, kind of similar to the event that you've mentioned you're hosting this coming Wednesday.
Oh yes.
a ton of different, covering a wide variety of different kind of subject matter, but all available for free to anyone who registers to host an event. Authors can also sign up to receive updates if any of their local libraries or organizations sign on to host events. So really trying to make it both friendly for those who are able to have in-person events, but also the ability to connect virtually, which is so important right now.
Definitely. This is really very cool. And I really do hope there are a lot of libraries that are willing and eager to get involved with this, because this just seems like a natural partnership for everybody. And as I've mentioned, we've been involved with the NaNoWriMo group for a while. And this almost seems like the next best step, you know, like everything just sort of fits together very well. You've got, you know, this initiative to write, you've got this contest, which can kind of put your writing to the test and launch it. And then you have libraries that are working to, you know, connect everything.
Exactly. And NaNoWriMo's done such an incredible job over the years of creating such a strong sense of community, both amongst libraries that are hosting events throughout the summer with Camp NaNoWriMo, and then NaNoWriMo events in November, and amongst the authors that participate. It's so cool hearing authors who are submitting to our contest who are saying, oh, I started this book during NaNoWriMo a couple years ago, didn't quite finish it during that month, but ended up finishing it. And the support that everyone showed throughout that month really just kind of helped push them through.
Do you have a favorite book that people might not know about, like a favorite indie published book that people might not know about that you want to mention?
I would mention right now our Virginia Author Project winner from 2018, who went on to become our Indie Author of the Year last year, Ran Walker. He is such a unique author in that he writes in so many different genres. And right now he's focusing on microfiction, so a lot of kind of hyper short stories. And he came out with a book this past fall that he released exclusively to libraries in ebook form.
Ooh.
Which I thought was really, really cool. And that's called Portable Black Magic, Tales of the Afro Strange. It's a super unique short story collection. So I definitely recommend Ran Walker. And he's incredible because he churns out some of these short story collections. As soon as an idea comes to his mind, he's one of those really talented people that's able to just put it into words, put it down on paper, and go from there. It's like the most natural thing to him. So it's really, I love seeing what he's coming out with. He just came out with another set of microfiction recently called Bees, Things, and Flowers, which I think he just released about 2 weeks ago or so. So he's kind of one of my indie authors that I'm a huge, huge fan of right now.
That is really cool. Emily, we'd like to thank you so much for doing this and chatting with us about this project.
Yeah, Jessica, thank you so much for having us on here. We're so excited for New York to be a part of this. And if anyone's looking for more information, if you go to indieauthorproject.com, you can also get to indieauthorday.com from there as well.
Awesome. And I will be talking to the other librarians that I work with and possibly circling back about that specifically.
Perfect.
thank you, Emily. Once again, this was Jessica. And we are going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.